Ever hear the phrase, God bless us, everyone? Hi, this is Chuck Bentley with My Money Life from Crown. Tiny Tim spoke those words in Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol. He wrote it in 1843 in just 6 weeks to reveal the greed that was prevalent among the businessmen of England. I've seen A Christmas Carol performed live on several occasions. I love the storyline and the characters. And best of all, the redemption of Scrooge is beautiful. Listen to how he was described at the beginning of the story. Does it remind you of anyone you know? An odious, stingy, hard, unfeeling man, and a savage animal that growled and grunted and talked sometimes. One character said, he frightened everyone away from him when he was alive, so merciless a creditor. But stingy old Scrooge, who uttered bah humbug to anything Christmas, was changed after visits from the ghost of Christmas past, present, and future. He said, I will honor Christmas in my heart and try to keep it all the year. I will live in the past, the present, and the future. The spirits of all three shall strive within me. I will not shut out the lessons that they teach. Now I wonder, do you treasure the financial lessons that you've learned? Are you applying them to your life? Are you blessing those God puts in your path in word and deed? Paul said we should shine as lights in the world, to work out our own salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God who works in us, both to will and to work for His good pleasure. Tomorrow is Thanksgiving Day. Remember that God has blessed us richly, and let's shine as lights. There's wonderful help and blessings awaiting you at crown.org. Your donation to this ministry helps teach other people God's financial principles. Find out more at crown.org. That's crown.org.